My name is Frederick Martin, and I'm the current owner of the family farm in Stratford, way up north. I'm a veteran of this process because there was a 24-inch natural gas pipeline built through our farm. And I am warning you that eminent domain is extremely powerful. When the line is once decided, it's only a matter of the price. The result in our place was that a beautiful and a fruitful agricultural land was converted into a paved highway with 10-inch stones at the surface and the good soil down around the pipe, such that there will never be agriculture there again. And what my message here is, why does the state of New Hampshire want to do this to itself in larger form? It's not only the, at the hearing on the New Hampshire legislation about locally generated electricity, it was held recently in Concord, a man from one of the towns along the Pemigewasset River pointed out the towers of the power line will parallel Route 93 as it travels up the center of the state and will stand in the view of Franconia Notch and the White Mountains that all tourists see as they travel north for their vacations. This is a signature view, an icon of the publicity for the hospitality industry. Why would the state want to do this to itself? And it's not only the hotels and restaurants that will lose, it's also the economy of the state as a whole. There will be some unspecified amount of power that comes off the line to help southern New Hampshire. But some of it will be shipped around the state and back up to the North Country where it will be used there. That's in competition with getting power from the North Country down to the South in the so-called Coos Loop power line, which needs to be built. Somebody else referred to the fact that the power can't get here. And Coos County is a poor region. In more specific terms, the EPA's manual final guidance for incorporating environmental justice concerns in EPA's NEPA compliance analysis says that once a low-income population is identified, the EIS should include a comparative study of that group to a control group. I would say that the group should be the state of New Hampshire, and the control group should be the banks of the Hudson River. The competing power line could be buried in the water of the New Hampshire of the Hudson River, and that is an actual proposal now. And as a result of that study, I think that the EIS should recommend that the power line not be built. And I hope that all the state senators and representatives will write letters to the Department of Energy on this issue. They have asked for opinions about the advisability of the presidential permit, particularly on whether there should be a lower price for a favorable price for a Canadian or energy or an equal price. So, senators and writers, congressmen, please write.
Thank you, Senator.